That news was brought to you by the Norton Eagles Auxiliary in Erie.
The Norton Eagle Social Room hours are Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to close, with pizza and nachos available. The dining room is open Monday through Thursday, 5:30 to 9, with specials throughout the week. You can like and follow their Facebook page or listen here on KQ&K, and we'll pass those specials along to you. Today is Thursday, January 11th, and tonight's special at the Norton Eagles is chicken parmesan noodles and vegetable. They will have desserts available as well. So make plans to go and enjoy chicken parmesan noodles and vegetable as the special this evening at Norton Eagles. Every Sunday is Progressive Blackout Bingo starting at 6 o'clock. You can get there early and enjoy the auxiliary lunch stand with hot and cold sandwiches, soups, sloppy joes, and always a great selection of homemade desserts and snacks, and all profits from the lunch stand are given to the Auxiliary Charity Fund. Speaking of Auxiliary, they invite you as a vendor and a shopper to the Spring Fling coming up. The Spring Fling Craft and Vendor Fair is going to be March 16th. And they're going to have all of the vendors there. If you're interested in being a vendor at the Spring Fling Craft and Vendor Fair, please contact an auxiliary member at the Norton Eagles. You can do so by calling or stopping in put it on the calendar. Saturday, March 16th, the Spring Fling Craft and Vendor Fair for the Norton Eagles Auxiliary. All this and more is happening at your Norton Eagles, people helping people.
Your KQ&K weather forecast for today should be breezy and much colder, with plenty of clouds and periods of sun this afternoon, with snow expected accumulating to about an inch. On Friday, it should be breezy in the morning, otherwise colder with periods of clouds and sunshine with a high of 13. On Saturday, it should be mainly cloudy, brisk, and bitterly cold with occasional snow and flurries with a high of 2. On Sunday, considerable cloudiness and frigid with a bit of snow, some bitter cold, and with a high of 0. On Sunday, it should be sunny to partly cloudy and cold with a high of 5. And on Monday, it should be sunny to partly cloudy and cold with a high of 5. On Tuesday, cold at times and clouds with a high of 23. On Wednesday, cloudy and cold with a high of 30. And on Thursday, cold with clouds with a high of 27. Currently, with mostly cloudy skies, it is 21 degrees. The humidity is 87%. The dew point is 18 degrees. The barometric pressure is 29.62. The wind is from the east at 18 miles per hour. And the current wind chill is 6. It is 9:06. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to have your trivia.
In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Thursday, January 11th party line. I'm Natalie, here with Mandy. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I am here,
too. A little colder than usual, but I am here. It's cold outside right now.
It's just going to get colder.
I know. 21 right now, but our high...
is 21. No,
well, our high today is supposed to be like 20. I think we're about to our high, but we're looking at highs at 0. On Sunday, so I think right now it's almost like a heat wave.
Get the flip-flops and bikinis out.
I'm going to do that in the summer. All right. Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to your Thursday party line. I'm Natalie, here with Mandy. It is cold outside. We are under a wind chill advisory and a wind chill warning for the next few days, several days, as a matter of fact, up through the weekend and everything. So please be very, very careful. If you have to be outside, be very careful. Get inside as soon as possible, but keep layers. Cover your hands. Cover your face. Those are the places that are most susceptible to frostbite when you're out in the cold, especially when you're wearing your coat and stuff. But cover your face. Cover your hands. Bring your pets in. Remember, if you can't sit outside in this cold, neither can they. If you can't bring them in, make sure they have someplace warm to be with plenty of fresh food and water. And just be really careful. And again, we want to thank the bank for all of our severe weather reports, closings, and delays. The Bank of Oberlin and Norton, the bank that cares, your community bank. All right, well, there wasn't a lot going on yesterday, Mandy. We didn't have any sports going on, so we don't have a lot to talk about. You want to just get started?
Sure.
All right, let's get started. We're going to get started with our trivia. If you have played, if you have won our trivia in the last 30 days, you can't win again. You have to give somebody else a chance to win. If you have won a certificate of any kind from KQ&K, you need to pick that up before 30 days from the day that you win, or it will expire. But keep in mind, once you pick it up, you have a week to use it. Be the first caller at 785-877-3378 with the correct answer to trivia, and you are going to win a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. Okay, so today is Arkansas Day.
Arkansas, okay.
Arkansas is such a beautiful state. I've been through it several times. It really is a gorgeous state. Lots of green, lots of trees. So I'm going to ask a question about Arkansas.
Okay.
Okay? Be the first caller with the correct answer, 785-877-3378. All right. First, well, let's thank our Norton Pizza Hut first, because they're the ones that sponsor our trivia every day on our Party Line show. Call them at 785-877-3359. You can order online, download that Pizza Hut app, and why not? It's a free download from your Apple App Store and your Google Play Store. Sure makes things very convenient. You can dine in at our Norton Pizza Hut, family, friends, and great food right here in Norton. And remember, at our Norton Pizza Hut, they deliver from open to close. Okay, so I'm going to ask you a question about Arkansas. You ready, Mandy?
Yes.
What world championship is held annually in Stuttgart, Arkansas? What world championship is held annually in Stuttgart, Arkansas? 785-877-3378. Good morning. Are you calling with an answer to trivia?
No, I was calling for a birthday.
Awesome. We love that. Whose birthday?
Catherine Hansen.
Catherine Hansen. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line. Are you calling with an answer to trivia?
Well, I see.
Okay.
Ultimate Food Fight.
Nope, that is not it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. So I want to know what world championship is held annually in Stuttgart, Arkansas. 785-877-3378. No figure wrong. All right, hey, we're going to take a break while we wait. Nope, that's a good answer, though. But no, it was wrong, but it was good. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line. Are you calling with an answer to trivia?
No, birthday.
Okay, awesome. And whose birthday?
Has anybody said Rosie Garrison?
They have not. But well, you just did.
Thank you.
Thank you. Happy birthday to Rose. We love Rose. She does so much for our community. So if you see her out and about, please tell her happy birthday.
And she's always out and about.
She is always out and about. And she's just one awesome lady. So if you see her, please tell her happy birthday. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line. Are you calling with an answer to trivia?
Is it Running of the Tub?
Nope, that's not it.
Okay.
Thank you. So if you Google world championship held annually in Stuttgart, Arkansas, it'll come up. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line. Are you calling with an answer to trivia?
How about duck calling?
I'm sorry?
Duck calling.
It is duck calling. Who is this?
Phyllis Yeager.
Good job, Phyllis. You just won yourself a one-topping personal pan pizza from Pizza Hut.
Thank you.
Good job. Thanks, Phyllis. Bye-bye. So it is the world championship duck calling contest.
Oh.
Interesting. So, Wilkerson Jewelers in downtown Stuttgart has been a longtime partner of the annual World Championship Duck Calling Contest and provides the official ring each year as part of the Wings Over the Prairie Festival. It's held every Thanksgiving week, and the festival is the largest outdoor expo in the Mid-South promoting the sport of duck hunting. The winner receives a prize package worth more than $25,000. And here's another little tidbit. The only woman to ever win the contest was Pat Peacock of Stuttgart, Arkansas in 1955 and 1956. So not only is Pat the only woman winner, she won 2 years in a row. Hmm. Yeah, so go Pat. Annual duck calling contest.
I'm going to try a duck call.
Okay, go ahead. Wow, that's a lot better than I could do. That's good. Where'd you learn that? You've been watching a few duck shows?
My brother.
Yeah?
My brother, yeah.
Did he always have those shows on? Ron used to wake me up with those shows. That was pretty good, Mandy.
Thank you.
I wish Scooter was listening and then he could judge you.
Well, I'll tell him to go back and watch it on
Facebook. Yeah, watch it on Facebook. There you go. And you're giving him full credit, so if he doesn't like it.
I did give him full credit.
You did give him full credit. All right. Hey, we're going to break for Open Market Report. That's being brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hays.
First-hand knowledge of farming and ranching sets us apart from other lenders. This is Josh Moosman with High Plains Farm Credit in Phillipsburg. We know you need to make the most of every minute. When you need to talk ag lending, we've made it convenient. Visit us at any of our 6 offices or online today at highplainsfarmcredit.com. At High Plains Farm Credit, we bring ag lending home to you. Visit us at highplainsfarmcredit.com for more information. High Plains Farm Credit, your local ag lender.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Slade Wiley here on the Kansas Agriculture Network. It's yet another slow start to the day as feedlots are little more worried about another round of severe winter weather than trading cattle at this point. Now, we are told some feedlots have pulled some cattle off show lists due to this week's harsh conditions as weight loss is becoming an issue. Bids and asking prices are not fully established, but some early southern asking prices are around 174 plus. Significant trade volume will be delayed until later today and or tomorrow. Some light scattered trade was reported yesterday in parts of Iowa at 175 live and 275 for dressed. Taking a look now over at the mercantile. Live cattle February down 52 cents at 170.22. April down 62 at 173.07. January feeder cattle down 45 at 224.17. March down 77 at 225.35. February lean hogs down 22 at 71.85. April down 25 at 78.70. At the Board of Trade, March corn down 2 1/4 at 457. May down 2 3/4 at 468 3/4. January beans up 4 1/2 at 1233 1/4. March up 2 1/2 at 1239. March Kansas City wheat down 6 1/4 at 618. May down 6 3/4 at 622 3/4. March Chicago wheat down 4 3/4 at 606. May down 4 1/2 at 619 1/4. Crude oil futures are currently up by $1.66. Gold up by almost $11. Over on Wall Street, the Dow Index down 33.98, NASDAQ up 29.06, and the S&P 500 currently down 0.09. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Cattlemen, calving season will soon be here. Do you need better facilities to assist in the delivery of that calf? The Powder River Calving Pen is just the answer for successful management of that dystocia. The 10x10 pen includes a self-catch head gate and convenient 30-inch walk-through roll gate. Two split squeeze panels at the side and center of the pen are crucial for cesarean surgery or calf nursing assistance. Those gates swing 180 degrees completely out of the way for complete access in calving assistance. SureLatch closure allows easy handling and operation by one person. Panels and gates are constructed of 1.5-inch, 14-gauge square steel tubing with powder-coated paint. View this Powder River calving pen online at ValleyVet.com or visit the ValleyVet store in Marysville. Valley Vet Supply. It's where neighbors become friends and friends become family.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet Supply.
That open market report was brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hays. You can call toll-free 1-800-815-8593 for High Plains Farm Credit. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to your Thursday, January 11th party line. I'm Natalie here with Mandy. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
Okay, first things first, we want to remind everybody we're waiting on your phone calls for birthdays. I think we even got to start, right?
Yes, we do. Yeah, we have a couple of birthdays that called in already.
All right, well, let's keep adding to that list. If you know anybody that's having a birthday today, please call us at 785-877-3378. Let's get them on the birthday list, because at the end of the show, we're going to draw for one of those birthday people to receive one of those delicious cookies from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Good morning, Mandy and Natalie. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Michael, how are you?
Doing good. Just trying to stay warm.
Well, good luck.
Yes. I got to say, Mandy, I thought that was a pretty good duck call that you did.
Thank you. Thank
I
you very
so
much.
I thought so, too. Yeah.
And I didn't even practice. I didn't even know what the question was or anything. And so I was impressed with myself as well.
You know, Michael, she hadn't told you she was going to do that. I bet you would have thought we had a duck in the office.
maybe not.
What do we got going on today, Michael?
I'd like to wish Chad Manning and Rose Garrison a happy birthday today.
Chad Manning and Rose Garrison. All right. Thank you.
Michael, okay. Have a great day. Keep staying warm.
I will. You
all right.
Too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. That's how you do it. Give us calls so we can get them on the birthday list. They're going to get that delicious big... Oh, that cookie just looks delicious from Destination Kitchen, and also provided by United Northwest Federal Credit Union. If you know anybody that's having an anniversary anytime this week, give us a call, because at the end of the show on tomorrow, Friday, we're going to draw for one of those anniversary couples to receive a gift certificate good at Garden Gate, etc., also provided by Click Your Heels Travel. Stop in at Garden Gate, etc. today. See all the great deals they got going on, all the great items. You know, they get new items in all the time, and they also make a lot of stuff that they sell, and they are so crafty. Check Garden Gate, etc. out today. They're right here in Norton on Highway 36. And Click Your Heels Travel, 785-871-4109. If this weather's telling you anything, it's Florida is a really nice place to be this time of year. And you know what? You can get there by calling Click Your Heels Travel for all your travel needs. 785-871-4109 for Click Your Heels Travel. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Yeah, I'd like to wish Misty Newsom a happy birthday today.
Misty Newsom. All right. Thank you.
Happy birthday, Misty. Okay, let's thank our sponsors. We want to thank the Sunshine Learning Center, Bailey Heating and Cooling, Wiser Realty, and TNC Kitchen. We thank you all very much for your sponsorship. It's all because of you that we get to be here. Reminders, you want to start?
I will start. We have some information given to us by Athletic Director for the Norton Community High School, Bill Johnson, about the upcoming MCL basketball tournament round one. So Norton Community High School will host the first round of the 2024 MCL basketball tournament. The Norton's boys and girls teams earned the right to host first round games as the higher seeded teams. Congratulations go Norton Blue Jays. Here is the lineup or the current schedule of things. For the Norton girls, they, with a record of 5-2, earned the number 3 seed, and they will play on Monday, January 15th at 6 p.m. in Stoll Gymnasium, and their opponent will be the winner of Saturday's play-in game between number 6 seed Ellis and number 11 seed Plainville. So the girls' MCL game will be Monday the 15th at 6 p.m., and they will go against either Ellis or Plainville. Then the boys, with a record of 6-1, earned the number 1 seed, and they will play on Tuesday, January 16th at 6 p.m. in Stoll Gymnasium. Their opponent will be the winner of Saturday's play-in game between number 8 seed Smith Center and number 9 seed TMP. So the boys will play on Tuesday, January 16th at 6 p.m., and they will go against either Smith Center or TMP. So that is the first round lineup for your 2024 MCL basketball tournament. The boys and girls both earn the right to host the first round, so they will be here in Norton. Be sure to go out and support both the boys and girls teams. They want to also let you know that the admission for all MCL games is $7 for adults, $6 for students, which is $1 more than the regular season, so keep that in mind. $7 for adults, $6 for students, and there will be no passes accepted.
Well, go girls and guys. Blue Jays, exciting. Third and first seed. Good job. How exciting. And that starts on Monday, right?
Yes, Monday awesome. With the girls at 6 p.m. and Tuesday with the boys at 6 p.m. And, of course, we'll have coverage of both those games here on KQNK with Jeff Porter and Brexton Eisenhagen.
And are those games they can play on Facebook?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yes,
okay.
We can play those games up through, I think, championship.
Oh, nice.
Yep. We'll work with Bill Johnson and making sure we get as much coverage as we possibly can throughout the season.
Monday and Tuesday for sure, though, right?
Yes.
Awesome. All right. My reminder is for our Norton Public Library. Today is Thursday, January 11th. It's preschool story time at 10:15 a.m., where the library staff will be sharing stories, songs, games, and a craft. So you can join all the fun this morning at 10:15 a.m. at the Norton Public Library. I do want to give you the phone number again to the library because of all this crazy weather and stuff. You might want to write this down so if you need for future reference, but you can always call the library ahead of time to make sure that they're up and running and everything's going well. The number at the Norton Public Library is 785-877-2481. Stop in this morning at 10:15 for preschool story time at our Norton Public Library.
And my last reminder, one of the questions that is often brought up when we have bad weather is when is trash pickup going to be? Well, as you know, if your regular trash pickup is either going to be on its regular day or delayed just a little bit because of the weather. But we want to make sure that you know another part of that. If you have a dumpster-style receptacle for your trash pickup, meaning they have to bring the truck to your big old metal container, lift it up, and get rid of the trash and put it back down. Keep in mind, if you want your trash picked up, you need to keep that area clear of snow. So when you're doing your snow removal or your safety removal, like, you know, making sure that there's no ice, so on and so forth, make sure that you're keeping those receptacles clear of snow so that they can get to them. Because if they cannot get to them, they don't have the time to scoop and shovel and get rid of the snow for every receptacle that they go around and get. So you're probably not going to get picked up if it is blocked in with snow or drifts or what have you. So if you have one of those big receptacles they have to back up to and lift up with the truck, be sure that you are not blocking the area in order for them to get to it. Clear that, make that part of your to-do list when you're clearing out the snow on your sidewalks. Make sure that your trash container is also clear of snow so they can get to it.
Awesome. All right. I'll start this morning. Give you a chance to take a drink so you just got it through. I'm going to talk about Bailey Heating and Cooling. What good timing for that? Call Bailey Heating and Cooling at 785-871-1824 for all your heating and cooling issues. If you just want to talk to them about maybe updating your heating and cooling system, they do have some brands of units available. They're more money efficient, heat efficient. You can check those out by talking to Bailey Heating and Cooling. Now, you want to write down the phone number to Bailey Heating and Cooling because, especially like this time of year, imagine if your heater went out, you want to have that number close. So you can call them at 785-871-1824. But if there's nothing wrong with your unit, don't put it off as far as getting maintenance. That's always a good idea to have maintenance done on your heating and cooling system to keep it up and running. Call Bailey Heating and Cooling today for all your heating and cooling needs at 785-871-1824. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Yes, I'd like to wish Kaylee Rutherford a happy birthday today.
Kaylee Rutherford celebrating a birthday. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
TNC Kitchen invites you in to enjoy their lunch buffet today. It is Thursday. It's one of my favorite days. One of your favorites, too, Natalie.
Yes,
it is chicken fried chicken day at TNC Kitchen, served with potato, vegetable, and a roll. All of their lunch buffets come with an ice cream cone or an ice cream sundae. for dinner tonight, you can enjoy a made-to-order KC strip or the waffle special for this evening's special. Again, today's TNC Kitchen lunch buffet is chicken fried chicken. Tonight is KC strip or the waffle special. We also want to remind you about this week's state pie. They are featuring a pie from Alaska, and it is a rhubarb blueberry galette pie. If you're following them on Facebook, you have seen the picture of this pie. It not only looks good, like it's going to taste good, it looks good. It's so pretty. So that is this week's featured pie, the Alaskan rhubarb blueberry galette pie, and you can enjoy that at TNC Kitchen. And one more thing to let you know and remind you of: this Saturday and Sunday, January 13th and 14th, TNC Kitchen will be closed for the weekend to allow them to have some weekend fun and family time. Don't blame them for that, but they will reopen their regular business hours on Monday, January 15th.
Awesome. Wiser Realty provides residential, commercial, and agricultural real estate services for the Norton County, Kansas area. And in addition to excellent personal service, the Wiser team will make sure that you find exactly what you're looking for. For more information, you can call Wiser Realty at 785-877-2185. Or you can stop by their office at 214 East Washington Street right here in Norton and visit with them about all of your real estate needs. A couple of current properties listed through Wiser Realty includes 1105 Nixon Drive and 310 East Washington. Let's talk about 1105 Nixon Drive. This three-bedroom, three-bath home is perfect for your family with room to grow. Enter into the large, inviting living room with the grand picture window. The kitchen has custom cabinetry built by Jay Fawcett with lots of storage, including two pantry units. The dining room has custom-built china cabinet and upgraded tile flooring that overlooks the cozy family room that has a wood-burning fireplace. The master bedroom is uniquely large with two separate closets and a master bathroom. And the other bedrooms have large, deep closets and custom wooden shutters to cover the windows. You can enjoy the beautiful oak woodwork throughout the home with oak parquet flooring and solid oak panel doors. An extra-wide stairway takes you downstairs to a large, L-shaped family room with wood-designed linoleum flooring. The downstairs bedroom has a cedar-lined closet, and it's located next to the third bathroom. The oversized utility room houses the washer and dryer, a Culligan water softener, and updated Lennox furnace, and an extra bonus storage room has built-in cabinets and shelving. The 24 by 84 foot heated garage is partially concrete and includes four garage doors and a walk-in door. The backyard has a brick patio with a partial stone fence and a small garden shed, and you can enjoy the spring weather while you sit on the back brick patio watching the amazing purple martin birds as they enter their multiple housing units. This fine home is situated in a nice neighborhood, and it's a short distance to the schools at 1105 Nixon here in Norton. You can find this property and many other properties at Wiser Realty. Call them today at 785-877-2185, or you can stop by their office at 214 East Washington Street right here in Norton and visit with them about all of your real estate needs.
We're still waiting on your phone calls here on the party line. If you know of anyone celebrating a birthday today, give us a call and they'll be entered in for a chance to win a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union. If you know of a couple celebrating an anniversary anytime this week, give us a call and enter them in for a chance to win a gift certificate, good at Garden Gate, etc. And also brought to you by Click Your Heels Travel. We don't have any couples called in for the anniversary. So get them called in. And if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, give us a call, 877-3378. If you like kids, you like caring for them, entertaining them, Sunshine Learning Center should be your next stop. They are currently hiring lead teachers and assistant teachers part-time and full-time. You must be 18 years or older to apply, and you must be able to pass a KBI background check. Got to keep those little ones protected. Pay is based on experience, and you can stop in and talk to Jennifer at 110 North State Street at Sunshine Learning Center. One of the main things, and I'm going to give you a few things, that is the best part of working at Sunshine Learning Center is flexible hours. you're guaranteed weekends off, and you are guaranteed evenings off. No weekends, no evenings, flexible hours. What more could you ask for? Well, I'll tell you. You're also working with a great group of people. If you know anything about Sunshine Learning Center, they are full of a staff that love and care for the children there, and they want to add you to their family. Stop in again and talk to Jennifer, 110 North State Street. Part-time and full-time positions are available at Sunshine Learning Center.
Awesome. All right, hey, we're going to take a quick break for our livestock auction roundup, and we'll be back with your history.
Dan Dean for North Livestock Market here in Norton, Kansas, with information on our upcoming sale schedule. We will not have an auction today, January 11th, due to the present and incoming weather conditions. Our next auction will be January 18th, featuring 18 black bred heifers bred to low birth weight black Troyer Angus bull for 60 days. All their shots, 1,100 pounds plus, been running out. 22 black white face, 3 and 4 year old bred cows bred to Baldridge Angus for 60 days starting March 1. 20 mixed older cows, red Angus for March 1 calving. 15 mostly black cows, red Angus, April and May calvers. We have consignments of calves coming in off the cows, as well as several loads and part loads of feeder cattle already consigned for next week's auction. Listen next week for a full listing. Again, no auction this week at Norton Livestock Market due to the weather conditions. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
If you're a car and ag person, that's not opportunity knocking. It's opportunity banging on your door with a sledgehammer backed up by a brass band and fireworks in your front yard. The premier tire and service shop in the Midwest, Kansas Land Tire, has a management position open in their Norton store. Great benefits, great wages, great incentives, all from a family-owned business where you're not just part of a team, you're part of the family. At Kansas Land Tire, they set you up for success. So give yourself the gift of opportunity from Kansas Land Tire. Apply online at thetirestore.com or stop by the shop in Norton.
All right, it's time for your history. Your history is being brought to you by Kansas Land Tire. You just heard that they're hiring, and at Kansas Land Tire, they're also fully staffed and ready to service all of your auto and light truck needs. Call Kansas Land Tire today at 785-877-5181 or stop out and visit Kansas Land Tire. They're located just east of Norton on Highway 36, just north of the viaduct, and they're our local Goodyear dealer.
On this day, January 11th, 1770, the first shipment of rhubarb was sent to the United States from London. Hey, we just got rhubarb in 1770, right. And it's the TNC,
it's
Alaska Rhubarb Blueberry Gillette.
So they did good picking this week for rhubarb.
In 1805, the Michigan Territory was created. 1861, Alabama seceded from the United States. 1878, in New York, milk was delivered in glass bottles for the first time by Alexander Campbell. 1902, Popular Mechanics Magazine. I got a hair. That's
I
just
hate that. I remember getting milk in bottles.
Let's try this. Okay. 1902, Popular Mechanics Magazine was published for the first time. 1913, the first sedan-type car was unveiled at the National Automobile Show in New York City. The car was manufactured by the Hudson Motor Company. 1935, Amelia Earhart Putnam became the first woman to fly solo from Hawaii to California. In 1938, in Limerick, Maine, Frances Moulton assumed her duties as the first woman bank president. 1947, Murder and Mrs. Malone debuted on ABC Radio. 1958, Sea Hunt debuted on CBS TV. The show was aired on the network for 4 years. 1988, U.S. Vice President George Bush met with representatives of Independent Counsel Lawrence E. Walsh to answer questions about the Iran-Contra affair. 1991, an auction of silver and paintings that had been acquired by the late Ferdinand Marcos and his wife, Imelda, brought in a total of $20.29 million at Christie's in New York. In 2000, the U.S. Postal Service unveiled the second Vietnam Veterans Memorial commemorative stamp in a ceremony at the Wall. 2001, the Texas Board of Criminal Justice released a review of the escape of the Texas Seven. It stated that prison staff missed critical opportunities to prevent the escape by ignoring a fire alarm, not reporting unsupervised inmates, and not demanding proper identification from inmates. And finally, on this day, January 11th, 2001, the U.S. Federal Trade Commission approved the merger of America Online and Time Warner to form AOL Time Warner.
That's a lot of mistakes to make for one incident, isn't it?
I know.
Wow.
They're like snowball effect.
Yeah. Today is January the 11th. It is National Arkansas Day, and it's National Milk Day. I love milk. I just love milk. Today in music, in 1928, Old Man River was recorded by Paul Whitman and his orchestra. Bing Crosby was the song's featured vocalist, and the song is from the Broadway musical Showboat. In 1963, the Whiskey A Go-Go nightclub opened in Los Angeles, California, and it's been recognized as the first disco in the United States. In 1964, Ring of Fire by Johnny Cash became the first country album to top the U.S. pop album chart. In 1967, Jimi Hendrix began recording Purple Haze. And in 1992, Paul Simon began a concert tour in South Africa. He was the first international star to perform in South Africa following the end of the UN cultural boycott. In sports, in 1970, Billy Casper became the second golfer in history to top the $1 million mark in career earnings when he won the Los Angeles Open golf tournament. In 1973, owners of American League Baseball teams voted to adopt the designated hitter rule on a trial basis. In 1976, Dorothy Hamill won her third consecutive national figure skating championship. In 1995, NHL owners and players ended a 103-day lockout. It was announced that the regular season would be reduced to 48 games, and it was due to start on January 20th. In 2002, Muhammad Ali received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And in 2007, it was announced that David Beckham had signed a five-year, $250 million contract with the Los Angeles Galaxy. Happy birthday today to Mary J. Blige, born in 1971, the queen of hip-hop and soul. Alexander Hamilton was born in 1757, co-author of the Federalist Papers. And Gregory Pappy Boyington was born in 1988, these are deaths, I'm sorry. He died in 1988. He's the World War II pilot made famous on TV's Bob Bob Black Sheep. Sir Edmund Hillary died in 2008. He was the first man to climb Mount Everest. And Francis Scott Key died in 1843, the attorney who wrote the Star-Spangled Banner. Boy, some really big, smart guys.
Wow. Taking a look at our calendar for local celebrities celebrating birthdays today, we have Jenny Pogue, Angie Knuth, Craig Everly, Kaylee Rutherford, Chad Manning, Rose Garrison, Aaron Miller, and Kurt Mann.
Awesome. Well, how many have called in today?
Five
called in. And you said we have no
anniversaries. No. And I'm looking, there have been anniversaries this week.
Well, you know, maybe people are confused since we weren't here on Monday and Tuesday, but even if somebody had an anniversary on Monday and Tuesday, give us a call. It doesn't matter. Anytime this week, call,
actually,
get them on the list.
I lied. There is not a single anniversary on the calendar this week. There was some on the weekend, but...
Well, call them.
Yep. And number four is Kaylee Rutherford.
Happy birthday, Kaylee. You just won yourself a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union.
Recapping our phone calls, we have birthday wishes going out to Katherine Hansen, Rose Garrison, Chad Manning, Misty Newsom, and Kaylee Rutherford.
All right. Hey, we want to thank our sponsors today. We want to thank Sunshine Learning Center, Bailey Heating and Cooling, Wiser Realty, and TNC Kitchen. Thank you all so much for your sponsorship. It's all because of you that we get to be here.
Before we go on, I have a PSA type thing I just came across on Facebook. The city of Norton has put this out, and I think it's very valuable information considering the cold spell that we have coming up. So I wanted to pass that along to you. You know, with the cold being as cold as it's going to be over the next few days, we want to prevent frozen pipes. And so the city of Norton has put this out to help with that. Set the thermostat above 65 degrees if you're leaving the house for multiple days. Find the faucet furthest from where your water enters the house and let it drip slowly. Open cabinet doors underneath the sink and keep garage doors closed. So those are some hints and suggestions to help keep the pipes in your house from freezing with the cold temperatures coming up. Set the thermostat above 65. Find the faucet furthest from your water where your water enters the house and let it drip slowly. Open cabinet doors underneath the sink and keep your garage doors closed. So just a little couple hints for you to hopefully prevent that from happening. And thank you, City of Norton. That was very nice of you.
We are under a wind chill advisory that's in effect today at 8 p.m. tonight until tomorrow at 9 a.m. A wind chill warning that will be in effect tomorrow starting at 6 p.m. until January 15th at noon. Winter weather advisory is in effect starting at 5 p.m. tonight until 6 a.m. tomorrow. So we have a lot of warnings and watches out and advisories. It's just going to be yucky. It's going to be cold. We might have a little bit of snow, but that cold is going to be the worst thing. So, you know, be careful. If you have to be outside, cover your face, cover your hands. It doesn't take very long to get frostbite. Check on your pets, all the animals. Make sure if you can't bring them in that they have a nice warm place to hang out at and plenty of fresh food and water. And just be really careful. If you have a neighbor that doesn't get out, maybe they don't have a vehicle or they just can't get out, go check on them. Make sure they don't need anything, that they're not trying to get out. Make sure that they're aware of what Mandy was just talking about with the pipes and stuff. Maybe you can help them with that. So just be a good neighbor and help them out. And again, we want to thank the Bank of Oberlin and Norton, the bank that cares, your community bank, for all of our severe weather reports, closings, and delays. All right. Well, thank you, Mandy.
Thanks, Nat.
I hope everybody has a wonderful day. Again, be very careful out there. And don't forget about us tomorrow. Same time, same place for Party Line.